A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 24. Crew of the Tin Sparrow have arrived on Tartaglia to find Verbok's missing team and the treasure hidden in the legendary Nova Vaults. Avoiding the traps laid by the vault's ancient architects, the crew stumble upon Verbok's missing team.
You see an Athorian, you see a Duros, and you see a Bival. The Duros is like laying down. They have a couple of like sleeping mats. There's some like used ration like stuff there. Their bags are there. They've clearly been here for a bit. The Bival and the Athorian are sitting there, and the Athorian is like,
Who sent you?
I'm the Quinn and Abu, and Verbok sent us.
The Athorian, you see his like two eyes or whatever that blink a couple of times, just kind of like trying to process what you're saying. He kind of like puts his gun down, like lowers it a little bit, and he kind of turns to the female Bival, and he's like,
"Please tell me you see them, and I'm not hallucinating this. Did that bounty hunter just say he's the Queen of Naboo?"
Yo, man, don't assume that dude's gender. Check your microaggressions.
He's learning so much.
He like puts his gun all the way down, and he's just like, "So Verbok got our message, huh? He finally sent reinforcements to help us."
Nailed it.
This is all of you that's left?
Yeah, there was about 27 of us. We are the remaining three. We were working our way through these tunnels, trying to map out how to get to the vaults, and all of a sudden we were ambushed by pirates, and we were able to hold them off at this door, but we kind of got stuck in this room, and we were too afraid to leave because we could hear them outside taunting us and stuff. We haven't heard them in a few days, but we assumed maybe it was a trap. They sound like they were trying to work their way through the door, but it doesn't seem like they were able to get it open, so I don't know how you guys were able to, but...
How are y'all doing?
Not great. I'm Dr. Merrick. I'm the leader of this expedition. The Duros over there laying down, that's Stankovsky. He introduces the Bival. This is Zena Halgor. She's our lead researcher. Her and her husband were the leads on the Nova Vaults project. But her husband was taken during the ambush, and so she doesn't know if he's alive or what.
Also, before we try and move out of here, if you want, I can... We have all these med packs. I can see if I can help y'all if you're injured at all. Or...
Yeah. He takes you over to Sin, and he does not look great.
Again, when we were ambushed, he got hit with a blaster bolt to his side. He's not. The thing is, if we'd had immediate medical help, he wouldn't be as rough off as he is. But we've been here, and we've had limited supplies. We only had a couple of rations on us.
I'm gonna go over to the Duros and get out all my stuff.
Okay.
Med packs and kits and visor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 19.
To heal?
Yeah.
Okay. It takes you a while. So while you're working on him...
I can do surgery in 10 minutes.
Okay.
I need to, like, figure out what's wrong with him, I guess.
Yeah.
And then do the thing after that.
So you guys get him healed up. So Dr. Merrick tells you guys, he's like, we
feel that we're very close to the vaults. We feel that they're... If we can just get this door over here open... there's no panel to open it. There's no access point that we can see, but it's the only door out of here, aside from the one that we came in through.
I raise my hand.
Yes, you?
Yes, KLD Bag, Pod Racer Extraordinaire. You might have heard of me. Probably not. You've been down here a while. have you tried roundhouse kicking the door?
No.
I haven't!
And I run over to the door.
Okay.
Obviously. 10. 10 to kick that bad boy.
10 to kick that bad boy?
Oh, I kick it so good.
You kick it, and once again, you take one hit.
Fuck me.
HP. Man,
well, that makes sense.
Tell us how to get through that door.
If we knew how to get through the door, we would have done it already.
What do you know?
Is there a control panel for the door?
There's not. There's no control panel.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've got the force. I could give you a real good force massage.
No.
Not at all.
Can you cut the door open, Mark?
You're like your favorite possession.
Oh, no, I'd kill him with that. I can't use that.
Can you either use the force to open the door or cut it open, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I walk over to the door.
Okay.
A venal.
Turned it up.
What? Why is your lightsaber
Thanks
Arnold
for the
Schwarzenegger?
Sound effects. I'm pretty
Holy
sure he's going to add in that whenever.
No, I'm going to leave it in because I absolutely believe that Mark Kenobi would absolutely make the noise when he turns his lightsaber on.
That's canon.
That's fair.
So I turned it on and is there any special, like, do you want a doorway or do you want, like, an animal?
Oh, smiley face.
What?
No, I need to get through the door. I don't care how you get the door open.
Yes, princess?
That's right. I'm the Queen of Naboo. I command you to open the damn door.
I forgot what I told him to say. What,
what's your favorite animal, Mark?
Favorite animal? Well, that's a good one because I like bunny rabbits, like bears.
Also, from a voice deep inside of your head, you hear
clams. I love clams. Oh, I'll do a clam.
So yeah, I put it through the door, and I don't know how long that takes.
It takes. Say about 10 minutes for you to try to do like the outline of like what you think a clam looks like. Mm. It's kind of just like this weird, like kind of oval shape thing. And you kind of try to put some legs on it, but you're not very good at it. It kind of looks like something maybe like a second grader would draw.
Right.
Which is really, really just not that good. And it's a good size. I mean, it's a big door. It's about like 3 to 4 feet wide and only about 2.5 feet tall.
2.5 feet tall.
I'm good.
That's like this tall. I'm going to have to crawl through
this door. Well, no, it's up, so you could crawl through it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, with the door open, we can make our way through the rest of these, like the catacombs and stuff, and we can make our way to the Nova Vaults and get what we need to get. But Sin's going to need some time. He still needs at least the night to heal up, and we ourselves need to kind of get back on our feet and stuff and start feeling better.
We could go.
Yeah, we'll go.
Can we secure the door that you guys came through real quick just in case those pirates try to come back while y'all are gone?
Can I just go over there and use computer to shut it and lock it?
Yeah.
Shut it, lock it, bop it, squeeze it, twist it. 21.
Okay, you get it shut. All right, so you guys crawl through the door.
I hold Willie's head as he goes through the door.
No, you don't. You can see the light from the room that you're in kind of floods the hallway a little bit, but they have not been down this way yet, so they have not put up the things along the wall that they had put along the ones you guys were walking through before. So it's just dark in front of you.
I ignite my lightsaber.
At this point, this is where B is going to start creating the map like we did last time. Where
nice.
It's going to be kind of a, we'll see what happens. All right, so you guys are moving through the first set of corridors.
And as you're moving along, stop, Ross. Sawbones, since you're in front, give me a perception check.
30.
Good job. You notice a pressure plate coming up. It is several feet in front of you. You can either just avoid the pressure plate or try and disarm it.
I'm going to disarm it.
Okay, give me mechanics.
So 22.
Yeah, you successfully disarm it. Moving on. All right. Ed, give me another perception check.
17.
17? You don't see anything. So continue as normal. Right there, you hear a click as you step.
Oh, shit.
Oh, beans.
And a turret pops out of the ceiling from the corner spot. It fires 2 shots, misses, and then give me a quick initiative. Really, it'll just be Sawbone, Chub Rub, and Kale.
Oh, cool.
What's going on up there?
From the back.
I had an 18.
Okay.
26.
16.
Okay. So, Daniel.
I'm just going to grip that motherfucker.
Okay.
19.
That's a hit.
15.
15. Yeah, you grip it and crush it, ripping it out of the ceiling. Yeah, it's just a turret. It doesn't have much HP. So, yeah.
All right.
You can continue. All right, stop right there.
24.
For perception?
Mom was a 26.
Okay. Caleb, perception check?
17.
Nope, you don't see anything.
Ah, beans.
Again, Sawbone, you step on a square and hear a click, and a turret pops out in front of y'all. Let's just go ahead and keep the same rounds. So, Ed, go ahead.
22.
That hits.
11.
11, okay. So you hit it, and you blast off one of the two barrels, but it still has one functioning barrel.
Cool.
Caleb.
Let me shoot at this thing.
23?
Yeah, that's a hit.
12.
12 damage? All right, you blast its remaining barrel clean off. Y'all good to continue.
That's how you do it.
Stop right there. Give me a perception check.
26.
16.
13.
You don't see anything. Keep moving.
Shuffling.
There's no trap. I just like to keep you on your toes. You make it to the end of the corridor.
Son of a
fine.
Bitch.
Just fine. So you walk in and you come into a large open room. It spreads out to the side a little bit. And in front of you, there's about 5 squares of ground. And then it drops off into complete blackness. And the other side of this chasm is about 120 meters away.
Cool.
Climb across.
I'm just going to go back to the guys that we left and be like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Whatever.
I don't
Let's
know
go back. I got a casino
yeah.
to run.
Yeah. But we're leaving.
I got podcasts.
I don't have time to
have
all down.
You also have orders, so just saying.
I got a casino.
It's almost like if someone had something in their
yeah,
inventory.
Nobody has anything
them.
In their inventory.
I think
inventory.
I got a rope bridge.
Yeah, we have a
bridge. It's not a rope bridge.
It's a light
bridge. It's a light bridge.
It's a light bridge.
Is it a light bridge? Have I already used it?
No.
Yeah, we've never used it.
Never used it. I like how anything that's stopping us from, we're just like, fuck it, let's go home.
Right.
I wrote down I have a box set of DVDs.
So, could you set that bridge up?
I'm going to set that bridge up.
Doesn't work that easily. You have to find a power source or use a power source or create a power source.
Do you have a mini USB? Anybody got a mini
USB? I'm pretty
USB?
Sure ChubRub has energy cells.
I start taking out a bunch of explosives.
Oh, yeah, if we could just find a way to power our bridge with detonite.
I have some extra energy cells that I can...
Yeah. Can we use energy cells? A plug-in play?
Yep. Just have to give us a mechanics check.
That is a 19 mechanics.
It doesn't work the first time. You see some sparks.
Nat 20
that's
on
a
the 28. Attempt, the second attempt.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
That's a 24.
It's almost like Christmas Vacation. Where you're like... Ah! And a plasma bridge shoots across to the other side. And it ends at the 120 meters away.
I look
that's
back
how
and
long
go,
those bridges are.
Last one, there's nice. A rotten egg.
And I look at Willie. I go, "You still going back to the casino?"
Maybe.
Let's go. Okay, I've already like I literally said last one over the bridge is a rotten egg. So I already took off running across the bridge.
And oh. He truly believes that somebody's going to turn into a rotten egg.
Chub Rub's going to run along really slowly behind him, just.
Ooh, I don't like how high up this is.
I'm just crawling along.
Yeah. Did you just discover that you're afraid of heights?
I'm gonna
that's
walk.
A long,
I'm gonna walk along.
120 meters is a big bridge.
I'm gonna walk along, crouched behind Kale, giving him like motivation and trying to help him along so that he's not as scared. 28 persuasion, I guess.
Okay. I feel confident.
Deception.
I go to crouch.
Yeah. I'm gonna crouch position. I skip by. I just look at him and go, "Hey, if you fall, you'll die."
Oh, I go back down to crawling. Oh,
you broke him.
Oh, plasma scene.
I hear all this on the comm link, and I'm like,
"Come on, Kel, don't be a little baby. Get up."
I don't like heights.
Come on, we're trying.
I don't like heights. Go. Let's get off this.
Are you just running across
yeah,
now?
Yeah, sure. I just
going to
scoot. Just scoot. Just keep going.
All right. You guys cross the bridge and you reach the other side. It's kind of similar to this side, yeah. It's kind of the same thing where it's just
yeah.
And there's a door there leading down another passageway.
Sawbone, as you enter the hallway from that chasm, Give me a perception check. Same for Chub, Rub, and Kale.
Same for all of... Oh, nat 1. I am looking at my dick.
16. 31.
Nobody sees anything. As Mark and Obi walks through the door,
uh-oh,
it seals shut behind him, and you hear a grumbling sound coming through the walls, and the ceiling starts to lower on you. Y'all can start running. People in front can give me acrobatics checks to get down there faster.
I'm going to search.
Nat 20!
17.
Yeah, Dale's just, he just sprints up ahead. Sawbone made it halfway. Actually, no, with that good of an acrobatics, I'll let you get all the way. So yeah, you'll start running. You get about halfway before you can no longer run because the ceiling is making you squat down.
Can I look around for like a pressure plate to stop?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
24.
You don't see anything. You're looking about. You're panicking. I'll let you try again in a second. Do y'all want to try an acrobatics again to get out?
No.
No, you're just going to keep running or plodding along.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm stuck behind him.
I mean, I'll move. You can go. I'll get against the wall. You can go.
No, I won't leave a man behind.
No, yeah, no, can't leave a man behind.
I'll get out, maybe, but you can go. I say this quickly. Running.
I say this quickly running.
Go! Go!
No, I'm here for you!
What are you gonna do?
Force push you out.
Don't!
It's crushing down on you. Y'all are almost on your hands and knees. Ed, Chub Rub, give me a perception checks.
26.
Mine was the same.
Y'all both at the same time, right next to the door, covered in filth and thousands of years of dust. You find a button and you hit the button.
The button!
The ceiling doesn't stop moving.
Oh, shit.
For a second, and then it stops.
Not the button. Okay, button.
So y'all are able to crawl out on your hands and knees.
Man, that was a close one, guys.
I show a lot of concern on my face for Willie because of what went down in there.
What the fuck was happening back there?
So yeah, you avoid being crushed to death and continue down the corridor. You begin to hear a rhythmic smashing sound coming from up ahead. You see pretty clearly that the chamber in front of you is full of giant smashers.
So I'm going to meditate and get my surge back.
This reminds me of Galaxy Gladiators. You guys ever watch that show?
Galaxy Gladiators?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, who's got the highest acrobatics check?
Mine's a 12. Jesus, mine's 7.
I got a 4.
Okay, so I'm going to surge
Chub
again.
Rub, you want to, yeah.
I use bullet time. That's a nat 1. Cool.
You start doing weird Matrix-y type things with your own sound effects.
All right, guys, I think I got this. If I get turned to jelly, please eat me in remembrance. Spread me on some bagels and take me to town, baby.
20. So I get plus 30 to my jump, and my land speed increases by 6.
Give me a jump and then an acrobatics.
Can I use, like, a perception check to see if there's a pattern?
Yeah.
I mean, I rolled a 32 perception check.
Oh, nice. What did y'all roll?
19.
Not
like that. Like okay, yeah. You can perceive the timing of these smashers.
So I'm going to roll my shoulders a little bit and then take a little bantha butter out and like slick my ears back and my hair just in case I get caught. I don't want to get snagged. Here's the jump followed by the acrobatics. The jump is a 44.
Yeah, that's good enough. You just sort of dive through.
I hold my fist forward like I'm in like an anime. Just
is there a button over here in this weird place that I just jumped to?
Yeah, there's a button.
I'm gonna push the button.
Alright, you push the button. The smashers slowly stop smashing and there's a path through.
Alright, everyone through.
As you approach the button to turn off the smashers, you look down the corridor ahead of you and it's just blades swinging out of the walls and blades swinging out of the ceiling.
This is some Indiana Jones shit.
Just blades just coming out of every which way.
Before we move on, I want to I look at Kale and say, "Hey, take a picture real quick." And I put myself where these are almost together, and then I do one of those faces where I'm getting squished.
Click. I turn around and I say, "I didn't take a picture."
And I heard him because the comms are open.
Nope.
No.
And you're also, totally took a picture.
You're also less than 5 feet from each other.
Oops.
You want to try that again, super fan? Want to try again?
Click.
Send it to me.
No reception.
There's no signal down here.
I use the fucking force to push the data pad around and do a selfie.
See? The power to believe in yourself was what you needed all along.
Give me a use the force check.
Nat 20.
All right.
Whips it right out of my hand.
Perfect. Just selfie. Stare at him now.
Is it possible for someone to use the force to push the blades back in the wall, like bleed them in the wall as we walk along?
Can I shoot one of them?
No, it's going to reflect off the
shoot
blade.
Shoot one of them.
He hasn't used his gun in a while.
Shoot one of them.
You shoot one of them? All right, the blade reflects the blast back. Roll damage.
Son of a bitch. Oh, wait, I'm rolling damage. For damage myself.
Yeah, for your pistol damage.
12.
You take 12 damage.
Son of a bitch.
It bounces right back at you.
You would think you'd learn from kicking the door and hurting yourself and then like shooting yourself over and over again.
This has been a humbling experience.
I really want to go up to the first one and just whack at it with the lightsaber, but I'm really scared.
You know, it's going to end up in my shoulder.
Do it.
Can we get a vote for...
I vote do it.
I vote
hey,
do
should
it.
I go up and try to take one of these out with a lightsaber?
Oh, man, you can kill that motherfucker.
This is the first time I've ever asked, guys, so I need to really help you.
Yeah, I think you should.
Sure. Okay.
I don't want you getting hurt, so I say no.
Oh, well, you've already hurt me. So...
All right, so how about this? How about I hold it? And you swip and swap at it.
Can you grab it?
Yeah, I can grab it.
Okay, grab it then.
All right, I'm going to try and grab it.
31.
You grab it, you're holding it steady. It's shaking like it wants to keep going.
I'm
going to
go ahead and swipe at it.
Okay.
17.
17? Yeah, you slice right through it.
Hey, it worked!
What the fuck?
Nice.
You just take your time, walking through, holding your lightsaber out. Chopping off each blade at a time. Does anybody want to inspect the blades at all?
21.
21. Yeah, you can tell that it's Durasteel. First in the room, give me a perception check.
34.
All right, you look in and you see about a half a dozen bodies littering the room. They look fairly old and withered. You don't see anything else in the room.
Then I'm going to move into the room.
Okay.
Is everyone... Yeah, is everyone following me into the room?
I'm going to sneak off into a corner.
I'm going to hobble in, really milking those injuries.
Ooh.
Do you need help?
I mean...
Are you all right?
No, just kidding.
You don't need help?
I mean, you could heal me.
You got hit with your own blaster. Why do you keep shooting yourself?
Prideful. Pride.
So y'all are entering the room.
Position yourselves in the room.
Please. Oh, Christ.
Jer, you make it into the room, and the door seals behind you.
And I turn around and I take a swipe at it with the lightsaber because I'm scared again.
Does it cut it?
I mean, yeah, you cut it, but it's another 2 foot thick door. So as y'all enter the room, hidden doors around the room start opening up. And security droids begin to fill the room.
Hey there, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you are still enjoying it. Episode 24. This is some fun stuff. I'm kind of learning that, you know, we're trying to hit all the tropes in tabletop games. I think I've said this before. We've had like a murder mystery. We've had like a heist mission. We've had like an assassination mission and like an escort mission. And now we're doing like a dungeon crawler. And I'm learning that it's just okay in an audio medium. It's a lot more fun in person when you can see the map and how we did it, and it didn't really translate well to audio. But I still think it's a fun like mission for these guys. I don't know. I had fun creating it, and I hope that you guys are having fun listening to it. And again, I just want to say thank you to the Adventure Zone for giving us the opportunity to have the Jumbotron on their show, which has led to a lot of new people coming and listening to us. So if you are a new fan, thank you so much. And thank you for continuing to listen to the show after the first episode. That really means a lot to us. If you did find us through the Adventure Zone, you know, let us know on Twitter. You can tweet at us at 8bit_saga and just, you know, let us know. We love hearing from you guys. We love people tweeting at us and telling us their favorite parts, their favorite characters, and their theories. We've gotten a couple of fan theories recently, which has been a lot of fun. And fan art. Man, we love fan art. So again, that's over on Twitter at 8bit_saga. If you tweet using the hashtag 8bitsaga, you might get a character named after you. Speaking of named characters, we have two in this episode. We have Dr. Merrick, who is named after a listener whose username, I know it is on Discord, and I think it might be on Twitter as well, Dr. Merrick. So that was pretty easy, huh? And Nickkowski, who became Sinkowski, because we just kind of spelled Nick backwards, and it became Sin, C-I-N. Thank you, too, for, you know, tweeting at us and about the show and using the hashtag. And, I'm sure these guys will show up again. So don't think this is the last you've seen of those two characters. Not that you guys have finished this episode, but, you know, this isn't the only... I'm just going to say, this isn't the only storyline that they appear. So, let's see. What else? If you want to talk to other fans and other crew of the 8-Bit Geek Network, join our Discord. There's a link on our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. And there you'll find a link to our Discord, and we have like a Saga chat. There is a chat that is for like art and user creations, and Kale is over there running a fan art competition for Saga. So if you have any fan art that you want to like submit and win, and I don't know what the prize is off the top of my head, but you know, you can go share that with others who also enjoy Saga. Plus, there's a bunch of other channels for all of our other shows, such as 8-Bit Geek, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day, which you can check all those shows out on Audio Boom and Spotify and iTunes and anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for 8-Bit Geek, and most of those will come up. Anyways, I think that is about it. You know, if you like the show, make sure to go, you know, subscribe and rate over on iTunes. That really helps the show kind of reach new listeners as well. Make sure you share it with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. So let's get back into it. This episode is very similar to last week's. I'm noticing the way that I cut it. But let's do it. Let's see if these boys find the legendary vaults of Tartaglia.
Initiative?
32.
Hey!
20.
28 for the Chubbs.
22.
Well, who has the higher initiative?
I have a initiative of 8.
I have initiative 12.
All right, Willie. What you doing? There's a droid behind you.
I'm going to push Kale's, I guess, injured shoulder. so that he flips around towards the...
Towards the droid.
The droid, and then I don't roll. Assault Gambit.
17.
You win.
Yes. So I attack that droid.
13.
That's a miss. Sorry, bud.
So Chub Rub's next?
Yeah. I'm going to move object on the dude next to me and then throw him at the sand person.
Or the other droid.
Yes, the sand person droid. 31 to beat his will and then 31 to beat the other guy's reflex.
Yes.
30 points of damage to the both of them.
Ow. Good lord. They're both on the ground. Okay. And they're severely damaged, okay, but still appear to be functioning.
Okay. I see a lot of sparks and stuff.
Yes. Next up is Damo.
Cool. I'm going to take him and use that and shoot this guy. 25.
To hit? That's a hit.
24 damage.
Yeah, you blow a piece of him off. Next up is Mark.
I walk over this character right here.
Yep, the one that Kale shot at.
I will take my lightsaber, and I shall swingeth it at him with a power attack.
Do it to it.
Biblically.
Biblically. That is a 23.
Money. That hits.
29.
Damn. 29. That is a big hit. Again, severely damaged, but... still managing to function somehow.
This is some really strong Dwights.
Next up is...
I'm not used to it.
Kale. What are you doing over there, bud?
I'm just going to do a regular attack. I'll shoot the one that's in front of me, severely damaged. 23.
23 to hit. That's a hit.
I do 12 damage.
12 damage.
Shoot him in the stupid robot motherboard.
Is that it? No, I'm just kidding. You kill him.
Can you really kill something that was never really alive?
You damage it to the point where its primary operation system cease to function. How's
darn
that?
Straight.
All right. It's their turn.
All their turn?
All of their turns. The two that are on the ground, they got knocked over, will stand up. And then the one that got thrown into the other one will fire on Chubrub. He hits you. You take 12 damage. The one that he got thrown into will shoot at Sawbone. He misses you. The next one will also take a shot at you. And he misses you even worse. The next one will also take a shot at you. And he misses as bad as the guy before him.
I'm elusive as fuck.
The next guy will take a shot at Kale. He misses you. That next one is going to shoot at you, Willie.
Can try.
Yeah, he misses. And the last one is also going to shoot at you. That last one also shot at you and missed. So we're back to you, round leader Willie.
I'm going to duck and assault Gambit Ed in the first one that shot me.
Okay.
The one that's closest to me.
22.
Yeah, you win.
20 attack.
Yeah, that's a hit.
20 damage.
Chubrub.
I'm going to take the one that I had previously slammed that I've still got to grab on, and I'm just going to lift him in the air and slam him back down to the other guy.
Oh, goodness.
That's a 19.
Yeah.
Only 4 damage to the both of them.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Keeping my grip on him.
Okay. It's all about.
I'm going to take him and use dead on and shoot the guy I shot first.
Because why not?
Take him out.
Do it.
But where are you shooting him?
I'm going to try and, like, take his eye.
So in the face area?
Eye off. Like Carl.
Oh,
from Walking spoilers. Dead.
Give him the Carl Grimes.
Spoilers.
27.
That's a hit.
24 damage.
You give him the Carl Grimes, and the light in his other eye flickers out as he falls to the ground. Mark?
I would like to use another power attack.
Okay.
Very forcefully. Like that is a 22.
22 is a hit.
29.
This guy is also now severely damaged, yet somehow functioning.
What?
Kill.
Yeah. So I'm going to shoot the severely damaged one. 28.
That's definitely a hit.
And that's a nat 20 for the second
wow,
one, baby.
Wow, that's a
back
crit.
On top.
Damn. All right, roll your damage for the first one.
It's 14 damage for the first shot.
Nice. All right, and the second shot?
20 for the second shot.
Nice. That first shot blows a hole in his chest, and the second shot goes straight through that hole and fries his insides.
Nice.
And it is their turn. The ones that you keep smashing are going to stand up again. The one that you have gripped is going to shoot at you. He misses. The guy at the back is going to shoot at you, Sawbone. He missed. The other guy at the back is going to shoot at you, Caleb. Misses. And the last guy is going to try and point blank you, Jer.
Good luck.
Yeah, he misses.
Point blank.
Willie. Yeah, he shoots it right past you.
I'm going to flip around and get Sawbone to assault Gambit with the one of the back ones.
Okay.
Our initiative was a 21.
21 beats my initiative. Yeah, so now you're only attack roll.
Over a 30.
Yeah. That's a hit.
23.
That's a good shot. Chubba-lub-lub.
Same old story. Fling him up.
Just gonna smash
bring him
down. All right.
And give him the finger.
Roll it up.
25. 22 points of damage to the bone.
Yikes. You just pancake them. They're just flattened. Nice. Like they went through a hydraulic press.
Can I keep a grip on the leavings to fling at somebody? I
mean, it's an object.
After Chubrub is Sawbone.
27.
It's a hit.
25 damage.
It's a good hit. Next up. Mark, I want to sex you up, Kenobi.
I forgot that I wrote that. Yeah,
so did I. It's good. It's good stuff.
I'd like to take my lightsaber and attempt to spear.
Oh, okay. The just stab him through the with my the power torso. Attack. All right.
That is a 28.
It's definitely a hit.
Okay. 29.
Oh, my God.
29. Yeah, you run him straight through with your lightsaber.
Can I just hold it there so that way that...
As he falls, it'll
just
split him in half? Yeah,
nice.
Totally. All right, next up is Kale D-Bag.
I'm going to shoot at this one right back here. 13 for that first bad boy?
No, that's a miss.
22 for that next one.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. 11.
Yeah, you miss with the first one, but you blast him in where you assume the testicles of a robot would be, which is the chest. So.
Interesting. That's a good assumption.
He dies. Willie, it's your turn.
Yeah. Wait, who's dead? This guy, right?
That guy.
That Poop. Guy's dead? Hey, Sawbum.
Hey.
Do the thing with that other guy.
Cool. 32.
I can't even roll that high. Yeah, you win.
30.
30 for the attack? It's a definite hit.
17 damage.
That's just enough to kill his ass.
Nice.
He is out of commish. Y'all have cleared the room of robots. There's a button by the door.
Hit that
button. Push the button, open the door, move into the next. Yeah, you come in, it's stop. It's dark. You enter the darkness. Make a perception check.
24.
Okay.
15. I'm slathering myself in butter.
17.
None of y'all see anything. So cool. You can proceed as normal.
So you guys got to the end of that corridor?
Yeah.
You guys get through that hallway.
That we could have just darted through.
You could just darted through.
So y'all walk into the next room. The left half of it basically is caved in.
Okay.
The rest is covered in like just rubble. You move into the next room. Oh. Perception check.
24.
24.
Yeah, y'all see a couple of old desiccated corpses and a couple of old broken down security droids. Looks like there was a fight of some sort and everybody died. The door to the next room is sort of half open.
Yeah.
Like it got stuck. So you just got to crawl under it. You walk through this room. It's empty. As you make it to the door slams shut in front of you, and the door on the other behind you slams shut as well, and a turret pops out of each corner of the ceiling of this room. So the turrets take shots at Sawbone, Kale, Willy Rowe, and Mark, all missing. Roll initiative. Willy.
26.
Kale.
Yo, what's up?
Your initiative, you numbnut.
23.
Okay. Jebra.
28.
Sawbone.
24.
Mark.
15.
Was that a 15?
Sorry?
So 15.
What? Shubrub, you go first.
15, god damn it! Oh.
So loud.
Chubba-rubba-dub-dub.
I'm going to do my normal and try and grab one out of the ceiling and rip it out.
Okay.
28.
Successful.
18. Does that wrench it loose?
18 damage. Wrenches it loose and destroys it.
Cool.
Frost, it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you assault Gambit a turret?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why not.
Ed.
26.
Yeah, that's a win.
24.
That's a hit.
20.
Yeah, you blast that bitch right off the ceiling. It's Ed's turn.
Nat 20.
Nice.
37 damage.
Yeah, you fucked that turret up. There's only one left, and it is Kale's turn.
20 to hit.
20 to hit.
For that's the first
a,
shot.
That is a hit.
Okay. That's the same.
Nice.
For both shots.
Nice.
That was a
double hit.
So it's 20 for the first damage.
Okay.
And second is 32.
Surprisingly, it's not dead. No, I'm just kidding. It explodes in a shower of sparks. 52 damage. Overkill. So such overkill. Perception check.
Nat 20.
All right, yeah, you find the button to get out. As y'all come into the next room, which I have not drawn for you yet, give me a perception check.
32.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, as you walk in, it's a large, empty, square room. There is a door at the other end.
Let's go to the door.
So y'all are proceeding?
Yep.
All right, As soon as the last person enters the room, doors shut. Slots open up, lining the walls. So y'all are in this room. Y'all are locked in. There's a bunch of buttons. What are y'all assholes doing?
I'm pressing the one on the to the left of the door.
So Willie Rowe pushes the button. A burst of flame erupts from the ceiling above you.
Yeah.
Think he was lightly singeing the top of your dome.
Okay.
But it doesn't affect you otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah.
That looked hot.
Ooh, I want a twi.
So I run over to this button and I press it twice.
Press it twice?
You don't need to do that.
You get two puffs of poison gas to the face. You're lucky. You're lucky your fortitude is what it is. That could have been bad. Good. Yeah, so you inhale the gas. It makes you gag a little bit, but it has no other negative effect.
I walk over across the room to the one by the door. I put a vacuum mask on and I say, could it be the one marked door open? And I press that button. I tuck and roll backwards.
Okay. Give me an acrobatics check.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I will.
15.
No, not good enough.
Darn straight, it's
not. The floor falls out from underneath you.
Oh.
You fall 15 feet down a hole.
Damn.
Shit.
It's a good thing you got that jetpack to just jetpack back up.
I do have that jetpack to jetpack back up. Can I do a piloting check?
Yeah, but you take 8 falling damage.
Why?
You fell 15 feet.
Falling
damage.
You don't have cat-like reflex.
Always end up on off. I'm going to take my spear and walk up to one, stand a few feet away, and poke it from as far away
as
I can.
Yeah, which one are you going for?
Middle of that wall.
Pokes. You poke the button with your spear from a distance. The floor underneath it falls out.
I think I figured it out, guys. This is a murder. This is a suicide room. You don't like life. You come here. You just die.
You fucking think?
Are you still down
there? It's actually kind of cozy down here.
Can I shoot the button and it still activate it?
I don't know. Give it a try.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. If that's an attack roll, that's a 33.
Yeah, that's successful. You shoot it, the floor falls out from under it.
I heard Kale say that it was pretty comfortable down there, so I'm going to walk over and just kind of like lower myself like slowly down.
It's 15 feet down.
He's got a rope.
Still going to have... Can I? You're really going to... Don't do that.
It's comfy down there.
This is safe down here.
I pour us some tea.
Can I use force push to do a cone and hit two buttons at the same time?
No.
Why not? Look at that.
Because I said so.
Do you know how cones even work?
Have you seen the
You put
movies?
Ice cream in them.
Yeah, you put 2 scoops of ice cream in it.
That's what you do with cones.
All right, well, I guess I'll just use the force and hit that one. 24.
Yeah, that's good enough. You hit it. And a jet of flame comes out of the ceiling above it, scorching that spot.
Flames can't hit you if you're chilling in a hole.
I'm gonna pull the spear back to me and put some meat on the tip of it, and then force it over and poke the next one. Nat 20.
A mysterious gas that has a different color and
smells like egg.
We'll kind of wiggle the spear in it and be like,
hey, Willie Rowe, you hungry?
Oh, my God.
It smells like egg foo young.
So you just wiggled your meat in the mystery gas that came out of it. All right, who's next?
Cool, I'm going to shoot the one on the top of the door.
24.
Flamethrower.
Stand next to that one and press it. And then after I press that one, I'm going to run away and press the one on the other side of the corner. And then run away from that one.
You get singed by the flamethrower.
Okay.
For 4 damage.
Ouch.
And then the last button you pressed opens the door.
Nice.
Y'all make it out of this death trap of a room.
Yay.
And Douglas, I'll hand it over to you to take it away.
All right. So you guys walk through the door as it opens, and you guys come into a pretty large room. And there are 5 doorways. The one that's like straight ahead, you can see like the earth and stuff coming out of the door. And the door is like on the ground and there's just rock and rubble coming out of the door entirely. But the other doors, yeah, we'll just say there's no doors. There's just doorways into 4 somethings. Something on the other side.
I say we all pick a door and go through
it. Yeah, let's split up completely.
Yep.
I'll stay here.
You start digging.
Okay. I'll start digging as soon as y'all are through the doors.
I go to the leftist door. The most liberal of all the doors. Yeah. And I open it.
It's no,
it's
no
just
door.
A doorway. It's just a doorway.
I roundhouse my way through.
Yeah, as you roundhouse kick through, there's the rubble of like the door and stuff there, and your foot, when you land, your kick, you kind of twist your ankle a little bit.
Oh.
Took a point of damage. Yes. inside, you can see that, like, this used to hold the stuff. This is like a holding room for items and things. There's a couple of credit chips on the ground, but ooh, there's nothing else in this room.
I pick up the chips.
This room is empty.
The credit chips are worth about 2 million credits.
Shit.
Foreshadowing.
I feel like I should remind you guys that you don't get to keep the stuff here. This isn't for you.
But that being said, that's not to say he might not reward you
exactly.
with, you know, some things that you may find.
Exactly.
That has yet to be seen.
Yeah. So, but otherwise, that one is essentially empty. It's just a couple of credit chips that look like they may have been left behind and the stuff being removed from this room.
No door out of that room to another?
Nope.
Okay. Then the door to the right of that door.
Okay. You go into that one, and there is just a lot of various metals and gold and things like that in that room.
In what form do they take? Goblets plates and...
Yeah, tiaras and the
and
things
jewelry
that you would
find.
Various jewelry.
Finery.
I pick up the one that's made out of wood.
So you guys are able to kind of collect the stuff that's in there. And there's, two more rooms left. You go, again, to the next room.
Mining a crate.
And you guys just kind of find a lot of the same things. A couple more credit chips. And, again, just a lot of precious material and items and artifacts and stuff that just looks expensive. You guys get into the last room, and it's the same old same. It's the same stuff. But in this room, you guys do find something that that weren't in any other rooms. That's a holocron.
I'm just going to pick it up.
Yep. With that, you guys are able to carry all that stuff. We'll say it maybe takes you a couple trips now that you have gone
through the maze a million times.
You guys kind of get it to, like, the light bridge that you guys took over. You're kind of just, like, putting it there.
Through the new energy cell as they're walking across.
Okay. Since he was smart and did that, you guys are able to go. You meet with them. They have some...
They're better?
Bags and things that they would have had with them if you guys had taken them with you. You guys pack all the stuff up.
We don't seem so stupid as a group now, do we, Dr. Merrick?
You want to thank our Royal Highness over here?
I'm still not entirely convinced that he's the Queen of Naboo.
Mind trick?
Oh my god, yeah.
Nat 20?
Oh my god.
That is the High Queen of Naboo, and you will show her the accorded respect, or I'm going to eat you.
I mean...
Now apologize.
I don't know what... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I ever doubted you, your Royal Highness.
I'm really not offended.
And he kind of bows. He's
thanks for being so helpful.
Are you already get out of here?
Absolutely.
Do you want to leave with us? We'll take you back to safety.
Let's go.
So you guys continue back through the way that you came. You avoid all the traps and stuff that you avoided the first time. You come out of the cave entrance. Essentially, your ship's kind of off to the side, and theirs is like kind of directly in front again with all their tents and things set up. But right in front of you are six dudes.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
I hold Willie's head as he goes through the door.
No, you don't.
Just entirely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because it's long, so I didn't want him to, like,
drop it or anything.
I'm pretty sure he's fine.
He's been living in his
you can
life.
Hold something else too that's long.
Oh!
And I grab it.
That's not what I meant.
I played this game in college.
That's not what I meant.
Roll a grapple check. I'm just kidding.
Chub Rub's going to see this up ahead in the tunnel in college? And like stop and turn around and fucking scoot backwards awkwardly. We're all just like halfway through the door, eyes
Everyone's
wide.
Super freaked out.
You guys got some stuff y'all need to work out.
Y'all need to.
It all makes right. sense now.
No, I don't think that would go over well if that actually.
All right, we'll just.
Let's do some more reshoots.
And then, okay. And then cut to it was all in Mark's head.
No!
He's just looking at Willie's crotch going,
Cut to it's actually all in Kale's
head. He's looking
head.
At my head and then looking at my crotch. And then looking at my head.
You know what they say about men with big heads?
No?
Big old dicks.
I couldn't even say it. He big old.
No, he said it. It was more like he tried to stop himself from saying it, but it was too late.
I know halfway through saying dicks, he thought, could I have said something funnier? Nope, dicks.
Oh my God.
I was expecting him to go big old feet.
Jesus
big
Christ.
Big old hats. Big old top hats.
Big old neck muscles to hold that dome up.
Yeah, seriously, you probably have traps for days, son.
I do have traps for days. All right. Well, I know when you get close to me.
Yeah. So after this awkward experience in the hallway.
What an experience it was.
Is that sting?
It was all a dream.
Oh, God.
You guys.
One.
Big old.